Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Every one of you are engaged in spiritual warfare against the devil, the world, and your own sinful nature. And on top of that, we wrestle even with God. And you see Jacob, he moves off his family to protect them. He's alone. He's fearful that he's going to meet Esau after 14 years, who has a mighty army. And then wrestles with the Lord, Jesus. And thus to strengthen Jacob to confess that the Lord is with me, my deliverer. What shall I fear? And he will keep me, keep his word, keep his promise. And then there's more wrestling with God. In the gospel today, the daughter of the woman with the demon. And the Lord reveals to her the reality that we're all in. Trouble. Danger. Thus, how to direct our prayers. The reality is we're fighting this war. We need spiritual weapons and training. Yeah, training. That God uses crosses, wrestling with his will, to train us, to teach us what matters, to prepare us for the fight. In all of Scripture, this woman is one of the greatest examples, one of only two people whom received praises of faith from Jesus, she and the centurion. Both Gentiles, both outsiders, both believed that they lived only by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And she issues the same prayer as blind Bartimaeus in Jericho we had a few weeks ago. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. She recognizes Jesus as the Messiah. And in response, our Lord seems to ignore her, to test her. But she prays and prays. She clings to it. Finally turning his own words against him, not out of a cleverness, but in faith. If I'm a dog, it's good. For I must then be his dog at his table. Consider the blessing that crosses, burdens, cause us to pray more. You know, I expect many of our prayers on Monday morning. I mean, we pray because we've got this pain, this problem, help for a stressful, busy day. We're short on time, running late. Pray that traffic isn't bad. Get a good parking spot or what do you have for supper? I mean, those are legitimate prayers because we come as dear children to our dear Father. But think how most of our daily prayers are for material goods, an easier life, less problems, less broken things and bills to fix it, more time, our own health, or the health of a loved one, praying about conflicts we have with others. I mean, and that's as good. Yet we rarely pray on Monday morning just to praise God and ask for stronger faith. We need to learn to pray for spiritual weapons along with the material goods. And the best antidote to this is to pray the Lord's Prayer every day. I mean, recognize what Jesus teaches us to ask and then actually ask him for them. And then pray the Psalms as Jesus did. And Psalms mostly don't pray for material things, but what do the Psalms ask for? Deliverance from spiritual enemies, the dangers of life, for remembering. That's a liturgical day-to-day. Reminiscere. Remember God's law. Remember what happens to the unrepentant. Remember God keeps his word. Remember whose you are. Remember, God is with you to defeat your enemies, keep you, deliver you. We need to recognize our prayers are part of how the battle is waged. A weapon in this war against Satan. To use prayer to drive off demons as we do when we pray, deliver us from evil. When we're praying, we ought to think like the American soldiers at Bastogne, the Battle of the Bulge. When they're almost freezing to death, surrounded by greater forces, under siege for over a week, starving, little food, what do they ask for? What do they see drop in on us? More ammunition. They want to finish the mission. They want to defeat the enemy. They do not want to be overrun. The 101st Airborne, courage under fire, focused in the fight. They insisted they did not need rescued when Patton's 3rd Armored Division finally arrived. We need spiritual weapons in the warfare. For faith to believe. Ask for strength to resist sin. Ask for courage to confess who Jesus is to the world. To witness to our neighbors and co-workers, to our families. To tell the truth and suffer the consequences for it. Believe as this faithful woman. You do live by every word from the mouth of God, which means you use the Bible. As we engage the enemy, overcome temptations, resist sin by the word of God, even as Jesus' temptations with the devil last week. Using the word of God to speak against the world and against the devil for what is true. As prayer is conversation with God, then God needs a time to talk. He speaks in Scripture. His words to shape us. Shape our prayers, form our words to speak to others and against evil. And this battle mostly takes place in your home and in your work, where your vocations are. And this is where you could actually impact the world and make a difference. You have a part to play in this, a sacred duty to one another. As we carry out this warfare and cling to the word of God and believing that he is good. Of course, this training, the weapons needed, takes place here. Preaching, liturgy, sacraments, and in the fellowship of believers. We need this place. We need one another. We've been set apart from the world by God. He sets us apart to be together. That we encourage one another, help one another, shepherded by our Lord, so he sends. We come here for renewal, refreshment, to be in the presence of God where he would have us be in his house. We come for forgiveness, encouragement, for healing, for joy. But we also come here that you are better prepared to fight. For strength to endure and suffer what we must. That God works in you, through you, honoring you, giving you a part in this kingdom. You've been called to do this, enlisted in this fight, warfare. And he has given you various duties. He has placed you with that spouse, with that child, that parent, in that job, in that home, in this place, intentionally. You fight. You don't give up. Like the woman, don't let go. Pray for more ammunition. Whatever you ask in my name, I will give you. This is a promise from the God who cannot lie. Take hold of his word, sacraments, prayer, weapons of your warfare. And your Lord does exactly what he promises. And there is joy, mercy. Your enemies defeated, and your prayers perfectly answered. In the name of Jesus, amen.